You know, it's easy to feel a little discouraged lately with all the bearish chatter and those dipping crypto prices. But here's something that's actually got me pretty excited. On-chain data from CryptoQuant shows that the big players, the whales, are quietly and consistently stacking up Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP.
It's a fascinating dynamic. While the headlines focus on the downturn, this sustained buying across major assets is a historically significant signal. It strongly suggests we might be nearing the final stretch of this bear market.
Exactly. And that's why whale accumulation is such a crucial indicator for us. While everyday investors tend to chase momentum right at the peaks, these institutional holders are doing the opposite. They're stepping in when fear is at its highest and retail is capitulating.
Precisely. Their coordinated buying tells us they see these current price levels as deeply undervalued relative to the long-term potential. Now I have to be clear, this doesn't guarantee an immediate price reversal. But it does show that sophisticated market participants are actively positioning themselves for the next bull cycle.
I love that perspective. It really reminds me that bear market bottoms are so much more psychological than technical. They're rarely marked by some dramatic headline event. Instead, they're usually just this long, quiet period of accumulation that most people completely miss.
You're absolutely right. As that negative sentiment gets fully priced in and selling pressure finally runs out of steam, the risk-reward ratio for long-term holders starts to look incredibly attractive. And if we look back at the cycles in 2018 and 2022, history shows that investors who accumulated during peak fear were heavily rewarded when the market turned.
That historical pattern is so reassuring. And honestly, it makes me think we shouldn't just rely on traditional buying and holding. This market environment really highlights how valuable it is to diversify our crypto income streams.
That's a smart approach. Alternative strategies, like cloud mining through platforms such as iCrypto, allow investors to generate steady cryptocurrency rewards by renting out computational power. It's a way to stay engaged without overextending on direct market exposure.
I'm a big fan of that. It completely removes the technical headaches and heavy upfront costs of traditional mining hardware. You get a passive income stream that's much less dependent on short-term price swings, which is a huge relief for a lot of people.
It certainly adds a layer of stability. So let's wrap this up with a few critical takeaways for navigating this phase. First, smart money is actively building positions, which points to a potential late-stage bear market.
Second, while the risk-reward setup looks historically favorable for long-term investors, we have to remember that timing the exact bottom is nearly impossible.
And third, diversification is key. Spreading your strategy across asset accumulation, passive income, and staking can reduce your reliance on perfect market timing and make your portfolio much more resilient.
I'd add that caution still has to be our guiding principle. We can't just throw caution to the wind because the data looks promising.
Agreed. On-chain signals are powerful, but they're not guarantees. Markets can stay irrational due to regulatory shifts, macroeconomic shocks, or technical disruptions. We have to respect that volatility.
Ultimately, I think success in this space really comes down to maintaining a disciplined, long-term perspective. If we can look past the daily noise, leverage the data we have, and keep our strategies flexible, we'll be in a much stronger position.
Well said. By combining that patience with strategic preparation, strict risk management, and a diversified approach, investors can navigate these recurring market phases effectively and position themselves for whatever comes next.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Patience and preparation are truly the secret sauce to thriving in crypto. Thanks for the great insights today.
Thank you. Stay disciplined, and I'll catch you on the next one.